I've been told that it contains an almost overwhelming amount of information. So, for the readers of this book, I've condensed those 125 lessons down to 125 sentences. Well, I tried to limit myself to one sentence per lesson, found in the resources section of this book. They're not a replacement for the full entries, nor do they explain the logic behind the lessons, but if you trust me by the time you reach the end of this book, they're there for you to consider. A crowdfunder's strategy guide is much more anecdotal than my blog. Whenever I read a book like this, I find myself skipping over the pedantic parts to get to the concrete, real-life examples. So I've tried to fill the book with stories, not lessons. Several projects I feature in this book fall into the category of mega projects. These are projects that are wildly overfunded. You can learn a lot from these projects, but it's important to remember that correlation does not equal causation, especially when comparing your project with these. Just because mega project A launched on, say, July 8th, and raised $10 million, does not mean that if you also launch your project on July 8th, you will raise $10 million too. When you research mega projects, dig under the surface a bit before drawing any conclusions. Read the project updates, poke around for a postmortem or lessons learned post, look into past or future projects to see how their creators' methods changed over time, and so on. Mega projects are often successful despite their flaws and deviations from best practices.